107 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Imagine visiting a tiny venue to see a band, and Robert Plant walks out on stage. With his new project, Plant and his band focused on playing shows at small clubs, shows that they didn't even promote.
I really like the idea of teeny weeny, with no expectations, no need to put my shoulders back and become anybody else but a guy who loves singing.
On a cold winter's night.
Coming up, Robert Plant joins me to talk about how those shows eventually grew into an album called Saving Grace from Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne. He talks about returning to the Welsh borders to find musical inspiration and about how he says this band literally did save him. It's Robert Plant today. I'm Marina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The owner of the historic Lutzen Lodge on the North Shore that burned down nearly 2 years ago is facing multiple felonies for arson and insurance fraud. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and the State Fire Marshal's Office announced the charges against 41-year-old Bryce James Campbell during a Thursday news conference.
Bryce Campbell put his interests above the livelihood of his employees, the safety of the people that were in the building at the time, and the community that were there, and all of the Minnesotans that loved Lutzen Lodge for generations across our state.
That was BCA Superintendent Drew Evans. He also announced Campbell, who is a Canadian citizen, was apprehended near Detroit on Wednesday. State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer says the investigation scene was incredibly complex.
We have to sift through what's burned, what's not burned, what's damaged, be able to try to identify the fire patterns and the evidence that we use as investigators.
The exact circumstances of the fire's origin remain unknown, but Cryer says they could not rule out that it was intentionally set. While excavating the destroyed building, investigators found a wrench wedged beneath the basement door that prevented it from opening, and a blue crystalline substance in the basement's boiler room that appeared to be a fire gel like those used to heat catering trays. Financial records show that Campbell's company's near-due and past-due business debts amounted to more than $14 million at the time of the fire. Cook County Attorney Jean Peterson says the court process is just beginning.
And I want to thank the public for its patience. The nearly 140-year-old Lundy Building was an iconic site where many couples got married and many families returned year after year.
Campbell is awaiting transport from Michigan, and a court hearing has not yet been scheduled. A total of nearly $113 million in federal funds have been released to the Minnesota Department of Commerce's Energy Assistance Program. These funds were delayed for 1 month due to the recent federal government shutdown. They're being distributed to help income-eligible Minnesota homeowners and renters heat their homes this winter. The Commerce Department says last year the funding prevented utility shutoffs for nearly 40,000 households. It also provided emergency heating fuel deliveries to almost 8,000 homes and emergency furnace repairs to 4,600. About two-thirds of the benefits go to homes located outside the Twin Cities metro. The costs and availability of health care, child care, housing, and groceries can weigh heavily on the minds of northern Minnesota families. In Bemidji, a group of policymakers, families, and child care providers are exploring how to take families who are barely getting by to ones who can thrive in their community. Larissa Donovan has more.
It is obvious that we have an affordability crisis in Beltrami County. There is a way out.
That's Lydia Petrozewski, director of Pine Pals. The Intergenerational Child Care Center got its start amid the COVID-19 pandemic when she says the challenges within the child care industry became more pronounced. That was the impetus for Petrozewski to get involved with Kids Count on Us, an advocacy group that lobbies for a comprehensive fix to child care.
We have a lot of families and children in Beltrami County and in Bemidji that live at or below the poverty line. We also have a significant number of people that live above the poverty line, but still cannot afford their life.
That group above the poverty line is known as ALICE, which means assets limited, income constrained, employed. Child care workers often fall into this threshold with a $13 average wage. During a Wednesday evening forum at Beltrami Electric's community room, Bemidji parent Crystal Noble talked about the challenges of even finding childcare when she was expecting now 2-year-old Ruby.
I used to come home from work sobbing when we were trying to find childcare. I cried through the 10 months I was home with her, searching for care, wondering how we were going to keep making it work. And once I knew we would find care, how we were going to pay for it.
One of the legislative fixes discussed was free child care for all, which would cap the out-of-pocket expenses for child care at 7% of a family's income, replacing both the early childhood education grants and child care assistance program. Many families who don't qualify for these programs can pay upwards of 20% of their income in child care costs. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Robert Plant says his new band saved his sanity. So it makes sense that their album is called Saving Grace. In today's interview, Robert Plant elaborates on just how they saved him, and he talks about the joy he's found playing with this group of musicians he assembled in the Welsh Borders. He also talks about how the band, whose official name is Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne, started out by playing small clubs with no advertising or promotion, and why that was so important to him. Our conversation begins right after this live performance of It's a Beautiful Day from Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne on World Cafe.
Shine
from dawn to dusk with golden rays of sun. People on their way, beginning a brand new day. I'd rather hear it. It's a beautiful day today.
Performed live by Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne. It's a beautiful day today from the new album Saving Grace. I'm Raina Duras, joined by Robert Plant. Robert, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
This is a new album, but in a way, I know it began a long time ago and it's rooted in a specific place, the Welsh borders. And for those of us who have never been there, including myself, could you describe this place?
I suppose there's been a lot of insurrection and a lot of sort of rub between the Welsh and the English since the beginning of time. So historically, Wales is another country, a separate country, with its own language, with its own culture, with its own history, with its own song, its own mythology. And the Welsh carry their own cross, and they're still pretty sore about the treatment that they've got. But what they did for me was they gave me, from a child's viewpoint to now, a vision and a little peek into another culture, historically, romantically, and most beautifully. So where we live in the sort of west side of England, but probably maybe 45 minutes from crossing the river, the magic River Severn, and going into the old Welsh lands. Now, there is ostensibly very little difference between once you cross the border, except for all the road signs are now in Welsh,
right,
with an English subtitle underneath. But it's got a different mood to it. And it's, for me, it's always been quite exotic. I was lucky to be born where I was born and to be able to have that option of seeing that sort of old historical beauty. It's an important essence of how I feel and how I've written songs since 1968.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you've gone back and you've made music there before, but let's talk about this new album, because I know that Saving Grace began with your meeting the banjo and string player, Matt Worley, and that's how things sort of got rolling. How did you meet Matt?
He was in front of me at the bar. So he was in the way, and he turned to me and said, I know you. You're the guy that's into the Incredible String Band and all that stuff. So he started opening up this whole conversation. And I was, it's comical because he's a big guy and he's a very wonderful, warm guy. And he was so effusive about the music that I really love. And it was quite unusual to actually find anybody within 100 miles of me that had any idea of what my tastes were, are, and continue to be. So we began a conversation which will be never ending, you know.
Yeah.
He's a student of that musical culture, and he's a real doer and an extraordinary musician.
Well, I'd love to, if I could, play a clip. I'm very curious, in those early conversations with Matt, give us an example of an artist, song, something that you guys connected on that surprised you.
Well, it was, I guess it was the Incredible String Band, and it would be the album, The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter. And of course, during the Zeppelin days, we were pretty tight with the string band and Fairport Convention and those folkies. You call them folkies, it's such a derogatory term. But so, yeah, he just waxed lyrical about the various songs on that record. And the thing is, because the songs are so profound and cute, you either get it or you don't get it.
Right.
I remember playing some of these tracks from this that particular record to Patty Griffin when we were working together. And she looked at me and said, "Is this serious?" I said, "Yes, it's more than serious. It's our birthright, you know."
Well, let's play something off of Hangman's Beautiful Daughter. This is Incredible String Band on World Cafe.
Straight from the shoulder, I think like a soldier. I know what's right and what's wrong.
He knows what's right and what's wrong.
I am the original discriminating buffalo man, and I'll do what's wrong as long as I can.
He'll do what's wrong as long as he can.
I live in a labyrinth under the sea, down in the dark as can be. I like the dark as can be.
He likes the dark as can be.
And attack you or eat you a whole. Down in the dark my bone mills roll. Porridge for my porridge bowl.
Porridge for his porridge bowl.
That's Incredible String Band from Hangman's Beautiful Daughter from that album. I'm speaking today with Robert Plant. So it's Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne. Her name is also on the cover, and it's her voice that we hear singing with you. Could you tell us about Susie?
Susie's she's a magnificent student of music, and she has a fantastic, as a singer, she has a remarkable style. She's gentle, she can be very hard-hitting, but she's, as a character, and a personality, she's a great supporter of all things that are positive. She's really something special. And she's also a student of the music that I've been able to bring forward in the choices on this record. And she took it upon herself to do a lot of the, if you like, the investigation to find out the roots of some of these songs, because they go back 200 years, 300
sure.
years. Who knows where they come from? We don't know. So she went about contacting all the points of reference as a, if you like, a home and a museum of traditional English folk music called Cecil Sharp House in London. It's very beautifully, sanctimoniously well governed by enthusiasts and people who wear sackcloth and ashes as they carry the history of our troubled islands, you know.
Right.
They're very funny. But she's in there like a rat up a drainpipe, straight away checking out, where did this come from? That wasn't written by him. He was from, some American guy puts his name to a track. No. It came from a sea captain in 1713 who stood on the side of the sea watching a ship drown with his wife on board and stuff like that. So she's a mine of great idiosyncratic detail. She's a very funny lady and a kinder person that you have to go a long way to find.
That must have been fascinating. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And she's also married to the drummer, which means that we got one less room to book on tour.
Save a little money. That must have been a fascinating process to learn about these old songs. Well, we're going to hear you perform another one of them, but I want to play a more traditional take on it first. It's a song called As I Roved Out. It's a traditional folk song, and I'm going to play a clip of Andy Irvine performing it in a more traditional kind of Celtic style.
As I roved out on a bright May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, whom should I spy but my own true lover?
So, were you familiar with that song, As I Roved Out, before Susie was researching it, before you guys started playing it together?
Well, I heard Sam Amidon who's a contemporary artist who has cut a really neat furrow through contemporary acoustic music. Yeah. And I mean, I know it's an ancient song, and I know his attitude to it really did what I try and do with my music, and that is revisit and fuel these songs up into spectacular moments of great fireworks of display and stuff like that, and which is my game, has always been, really.
Well, we're going to hear this performance and we'll come back and we're going to talk some more. But right now, this is As I Roved Out, performed live by Robert Plant with Saving Grace, featuring Susie Deanne on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Recorded live for World Cafe, that was As I Roved Out from Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne. Now, even though Robert Plant is a huge star, that band started out playing small clubs with no announcement of what they were going to be doing. Robert explains why that was something he wanted to do right after these quick words on World Cafe. Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, and my guest today is Robert Plant. His new band is called Robert Plant with Saving Grace, featuring Susie Deanne. Their album is called Saving Grace.
Now, the band, Saving Grace, started playing shows together back in 2019, and you started out playing really tiny shows, and you didn't advertise them, you didn't do promotion for them, you just play. Could you talk about making that choice to do it that way?
Well, look, I've been in the big time. I've been in the medium time. I've been in the almost big time. I've been this. It's been like I've been out on the ocean for so many years that I really like the idea of teeny weeny, with no expectations, no need to put my shoulders back and become anybody else but a guy who loves singing. And by approaching the early days, I said to the guys, this is enough. This is the way it should be. So you go to little towns where people don't play, and everybody in the building knows nothing of what's coming. Instead of thinking this is a process which is already a given, where people who've had notoriety of any kind try and keep it going at the same level for the sake of it, because it's almost like a dumbass thing to do, because maybe it doesn't suit. Maybe, you know, maybe the music doesn't really belong in that other world. Maybe it just ought to be exactly what we started off doing. So we did the kind of our own grooming for ourselves together in these tiny places where, you know, could barely get on the stage, or maybe on the way off the stage, one of the steps may collapse due to woodworm. It right. was just, that happened in Stroud, actually, in Gloucestershire.
It was really, it actually did happen?
Yeah. And so that was it.
My guest today is Robert Plant on World Cafe. So the band started pre-pandemic. The first recordings you made for this album were during the pandemic, including a song called Gospel Plow. And on the album version of Gospel Plow, you can hear birds chirping in the background. Could you, Robert, paint the picture for us? What did this outdoor recording session look like?
Well, we were all keeping however many meters or yards distance were prescribed by the government. In the UK, God knows, nobody knew what to do. Nobody had a clue how to deal with this thing. At Matt Worley's place, there was it's all rural, it's countryside. So Albert, who works with us constantly on a sort of technical level, put a microphone in the middle of the garden, surrounded by chaffinches and robins and stuff like that. Sounds like an incredible string band album. And then went back into the house where the desk was, and then individually we would create a contribution by each of us using the mic separately. So the track would build and we'd just go to the microphone and back. Yeah, it was a very strange way of doing it. Mind you, in physical graffiti times back in Zeppelin, I do remember I did at Headley Grange. I think I did the vocals for quite a few things outside, and definitely Black Country Woman, because there was a plane going over and we were supposed to mute the plane. It was one of those things. It's nice to sing outside.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I think, you know, some singers would feel maybe you don't have the reverb. It can feel like it feels different to sing outside. Why do you enjoy it?
Well, I didn't care because whether I enjoyed, I didn't care whether there was reverb or not, because it is nice to sing to vocal effects, like guitarists sing to pedal effects. A straight electric guitar through an amp with nothing going on can be transformed in seconds. So for a voice, it's it can work the same. We can have a little bit of fairy dust, as the Troggs called it, but I think really we were just messing about. So there was, and also I think Gospel Plough, it was such a sort of given vocal performance that it is exactly what it is. Mm. So it didn't matter if we were singing into a teapot, it would be just the song as the song.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially with this song, it's a really beautiful image to think of you performing it outside in a field. Here's Robert Plant with Saving Grace, featuring Susie Deanne with Gospel Plough.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all them prophets dead and gone, keep your hand on that plough, hold on. Never been to heaven, but I've been told, streets up there are lined with gold, keep your hand on that plough, hold on. Hold on, hold on, keep your hand on the plow, hold on. Jesus' name, keep your hand on the plow and hold on. The only chains that we should stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow. Your hand on the plow, hold on.
From the new album, Saving Grace, that was Robert Plant with Saving Grace, featuring Susie Deanne performing Gospel Plow. I'm Raina Duras, speaking with Robert Plant today. And Robert, there was something that I saw you say, I think it was in an interview with Rolling Stone. You said, I do view this band as my saving grace. They saved my sanity, really. Could you elaborate on that? Could you tell us how they did that?
Well, I'd given up on ever being able to be able to dig so far into my musical encyclopedias, into the backwoods of my inspiration, whether it's Charlie Rich or The Damned or, you know, Low Anthem or whoever it might be. I love this, that the music that I love, I could find no outlet, no conciliatory brothers or sisters on this particular genre of singing, you know? So I could beef it up and sing hard, and I could be in another world, which is about the kind of whole push of vocal performance. But I want to sing. I want to sing like I can sing. When you stand away from this record, you begin to realize that it's a whole new thing. It's not new songs, but with the personalities within it, it has become its own little world, you know? And yeah. So that is when you get saved.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you did touch on this earlier a bit, like you had been in Nashville and working with Alison Krauss, and you also brought back some of that to this. Yep. What were you able to bring back from working with her and working there to this project?
Restraint.
Go on.
Restraint, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just learning how to sing away. It's been a while now. I mean, Alison and I have made a lot of really great songs together. And, you know, the game's not up yet. But the thing is, it was about, for me, crafting my gift around understatement, you know. So and obviously, I know what I'm doing. I'm pleasing myself. I'm not pleasing anybody except for myself. But I learned all that stuff. Or rather, I fine-tuned it more and more with a great tutor who is probably now sitting down there in Nashville at the end of her tour saying to me a couple of weeks ago, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I've finished. I said, why? Well, we can't go home, none of us. So she's probably sitting at home going, now he's touring. You know?
Maybe one day it'll match up again down the road.
Yeah, I hope so.
My guest today is Robert Plant on World Cafe. You are somebody who, throughout your career, you found these musical kind of communities all over the place. And I think of you kind of as a sonic adventurer in the kind of music that you explore. But you're also a literal adventurer in the way that you travel around. And I know your friends used to call you Rand McNally, like the map company. What do you think drives that desire to explore?
Oh, well, I hear that there are people who sit every night and watch the TV. I do believe there's, you know, the whole way of governments dumbing people down so that they lose their capacity to have opinion on the street is given plenty of Netflix kind of stuff where everybody just, society splinters. And when people get together, they discuss what happened in series 3, episode 2, or whatever it is. I just want to feel the difference between Appalachia and New Orleans. I want to feel the heat in every respect. And I've only got one shot at it, and this is my shot.
Yeah, you want to live life, not watch it.
That's right.
Are there places on your list you haven't crossed out yet you're still aching to visit?
No, not really. I mean, if I had the time, I'd spend more time in Morocco, I think. I think the humor there, the people's... It's the country at the far northwest end of Africa, and it has, as much as we are all controlled by the forces that be, and they are too, they have, they feel a liberation, even though it's contained and constrained. They've got a margin to work in, and I've been going there since I was 23, and I've got areas there that are absolutely untouched by anything to do with the brainwashing or anything. Just humour and charm. And I'm able to speak some French and a little bit of Moroccan Arabic. So I realise the humour of those people, and that's priceless, priceless.
On World Cafe, I'm speaking with Robert Plant. His new album with Saving Grace is called Saving Grace. We have one more song to hear you and the band perform today. It's a song originally by the Minnesota rock band Low called Everybody's Song. And it's not the first track of theirs that you've taken on. No. Why did you want to record a version of Everybody's Song with Saving Grace?
I haven't finished doing all the other songs from that album. I mean, yeah. The Great Destroyer is an absolute spectacle of brilliance and drama. And it's been my sort of roommate for, I don't know, many years. The way that those guys just painted the pictures, the crescendos, where there was not even one physical movement, not even a blinking of an eye. The songs exploded without any physicality. No emotional pyrotechnic, just this fantastic drama. That combination had to end, sadly, mm-hmm. with the loss of Mimi, but... It's there in the hearts of many, many people. Interestingly, in Europe, they were growing and growing and growing. Their popularity was in Denmark, Sweden. It was because it is just a juggernaut without any sort of baby. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing like that. It was just boom. And so that's why... It's precious to me. I like it.
How did Alan Sparhawk of Low react when he heard your version of this song?
He likes it. And I like him, and he likes me, and we like them, and they like it.
Well, if you're listening, you're going to like this too. It's Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne, Everybody's Song.
Another cup and wait. I can't wait. another cup, another cup, another cup, breaking everybody's heart, tearing everyone apart.
Everybody's song performed live for World Cafe by Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie Deanne. It's from their new album, Saving Grace. It is out now, but Robert Plant has been my guest today. It has been such a pleasure talking to you, Robert. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure too. Thanks. I'll see you down the line.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Robert Plant. If you missed any of that session or you have a big Robert Plant fan in your life, you can find that session and you can hear it again on our podcast. Just search up World Cafe on your favorite podcast app. Now, Robert Plant, when you listen to him, he's like a guy who has what seems like endless energy. So this song kind of seems like a song that could be about him in a way. It's called I Need Never Get Old. It's Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats on World Cafe.
But coming in mean it to me, I need it so bad. Oh, mean it to me. I need it so bad.
Sitting here at this table at your favorite restaurant, been hoping I could meet you here so that I can make this perfectly clear.
I know that I was wrong.
Susan Tedeschi with Alone as we come up to the end of this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to Robert Plant with Saving Grace featuring Susie DeAnn for being on the show today. And thank you to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Also, thank you as always to our affiliates across the country who bring you this show. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
That was Jim Miller doing Alligator Man at a 1978 Known Only Locally concert for KAXE. I'm Christy Miller, and I've been a member since 1977, and with husband Jim Miller, Gary Brusty, and Miriam Tell,